On Air Music presents Long Player.
David Addison was the solo project of Addison Whitley. David Addison released his debut album, Multiplicity, in early 2017. On February 14th, 2018, Addison took his own life at the age of 22. He left recordings that he made with his younger brother, Jordan Whitley, which they started in 2017. On the three-year anniversary of his passing, his posthumous, misspelt, self-titled album will be released. It was put together by his brother, Jordan. He mixed and mastered the last recordings he did with Addison. And I spoke to Jordan about David Addison's album and his experience putting his brother's album together. Why is the album David Addison spelt with two D's instead of one? Why is it misspelled?
Well, he kind of played with the alias of David Addison of quite a bit. Times he'd be mistakenly spelt with two D's, and he kind of like, he inputted that into that children's book that he wrote for that little short, I think it was like a short film or something, I don't even know, but because we spoke like nothing of like track titles, cover art, or like album name or anything, and that was like huge for me, was trying to like figure out like what I call it. And then some people were like flouting the idea like swan song, because it's quite fitting because it is the like the meaning of it, but then I didn't really resonate with the, I don't know, I felt kind of like cheesy and like didn't really represent it as well as like as he is.
Could you tell me a bit about the background behind this album?
We were recording our own V-Term stuff, which was like, it was like our duo kind of side project. And then we were just kind of like, he just kind of clicked that I can record stuff. And that was like real sick because I was like, yeah, sure, I'll record it. Once he passed away, it was kind of this thing where I had all these like fleshed out tracks that we had kind of, I don't know, kind of actualized and put into recordings. But then we had always had these like kind of set ideas that we would re-record the drums on like this track, or like maybe add some more spice to like this one or something. But then after he passed away, I was like, oh shit, like, I don't know really what to do, you know, I don't feel like I have the autonomy over it, like I did with him, so I spent probably, like, it's gone up to, like, 3 years now, where I've just been trying to, like, actually decide what to do with it, mainly, and so I ended up just deciding pretty recently, with the help of, like, some friends, like, I would just mix it down, and then, like, master it how it is, and then release it how we had finished it and how he had left it. I don't know, in the very like distant future, maybe I would like attempt to actually finish this how I think we would have come to finish it.
I think it does sound finished, and it feels like,
yeah,
the direction that Addison was going to be taking anyways.
Yeah.
It's very atmospheric, and it's very, very nice to hear his voice come across,
yeah,
you know? And you've done a really good job, and
thank you.
Obviously Addison would be very proud.
Thank you.
And it's no easy feat to be working on something like this, but at the same time, so many people obviously would really appreciate it, you know, to hear,
yeah,
his music again, his fans, his family, his friends. So
yeah,
yeah, it's not, good things don't come easily.
Yeah.
It was such a nice opening.
That was recorded with our grandfather's accordion that we were kind of like probing for all these like random sounds that we could kind of dissect from this like instrument. And then so there's some sound of just air. We just kind of like pushed it in and out like without holding any keys down. So it was just like this kind of pulsating like air. God, we're so stupid together. We would like, there was this one time where we were like, okay, we actually need a pop filter because this sounds trash. Like, we need to sort this out. And I was like, okay. My mum had like so much shit in the garage, and I was like, okay, like, I'm sure there's something I can work with here. And I like found some like wire, and I like just like made like a, I like formed like a little circle like out of this like wire, and then like got like my old like childhood costume, and like it was like kind of like pantyhose kind of like material, and I was like ripped it up and then like kind of spiked it through like through the wire, so it was like kind of stretched around this like wire circle thing that I like then kind of wrapped around the microphone, and then I had like, we like made this like kind of curtain drapes like little booth around the microphone so that we could, because he wanted like the deadest sound that we could get, and I had like this $10 microphone that I like bought from America like online, that's like some ripoff of like a SM57 or something. Nice was like his quote-unquote pop banger of the album, which he was like so determined to make like another Dead Fish kind of like pop banger. Yeah, that one I put a bit more effort into in terms of like making it sound a bit full and follow his voice a bit more, because I'm guessing like if he would have been in that mix down and master process, he would have been a lot more kind of, he would have brought his vocals down a bit, you know, like, so it was kind of nice being able to just like kind of push it and like ride it a bit.
People do go away, people do vanish. Friends go off over the world and never come back. Our children finally go out into the world on their own. All of us finally leave.
Blazum. Funny thing about Blazum is that, so I was kind of playing around with the guitar and I was like, I was just jamming kind of. And then he comes into the room and he's like, yo, that sounds sick. Like, we should record that. And I was like, okay, yeah, we'll record it. And then I was like, yeah, this'll be mean. Like, we should record it, like, make it another, like, V-Tombs kind of track. And then he's like, records another one, like, track over my guitar one, and then he's like, can I use this for David Edison? And I was like, oh, okay, like, whatever, but ouch. Yeah, so I actually kind of, I take a lot of credit for that track, but just kind of kidding around a bit, though, but yeah.
Well, at least you made sure you won the songwriting credits.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I did flex it a little bit. But with the vocals on that one, he kind of like, he did that infamous kind of pterodactyl scream thing that everyone knows about. And we were like kind of playing around with that in the kind of vocal sense. And so we recorded it. You like... We were like, what are you going to sing, though, like, in that voice? And he's like, shit, like, I don't know. And then I just had, like, this random, like, I don't know. I just had this, like, really old book in my room. And it was, like, all in Latin. And he just, like, picked it up and just started, like, screaming this, like, random Latin shit. Like, we didn't even know what he's saying or what it means, so... But that's kind of, like, a funny little Easter egg for me. I think we were moving. I think I was living with him at this point on Buchanan Street, and we had gone back to Te Rangi to help like move out because Mum was like moving, selling the house, and the whole like downstairs was kind of just empty, and we had one of our old, like my old room, was down there completely empty, and it's just like it sounded just, it was just, I don't know, it was like reverberant, but it kind of had that weird flutter that kind of sounds pretty shit. But also he was just like, sick, I want to set the microphone up in the middle and just like do something, and I had no idea what he was gonna do. You can hear like the, you can hear the metronome in that track, like when I solo the vocals. Yeah, he just started like screaming, and I was like kind of like wailing this like those lyrics. It was quite beautiful, but it was also just really sad and quite hard to, like, it's quite hard to listen to that. But I remember when we were recording, I just didn't really like it. And so it's taken me a little bit of time to kind of understand that strength that he put into that vocal track.
Thank you.
All proceeds from this release will go to Music Helps. If you need to talk to someone, if you need help, call Lifeline 0800 543 354 0800 Lifeline. Suicide Crisis Helpline 0508 828 865 0508 Tautoko.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.